Good morning. My name is Michelle, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Topaz Energy Corp second quarter 2022 results conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, please press star followed by the number two. Thank you. Mr. Scott Kruger, you may begin your conference.
Thank you, Michelle, and welcome everyone to our discussion of Topaz Energy's results for the 3 and 6 months ended June 30, 2022 and 2021. I'm Scott Kruger, and I'm the General Counsel of Topaz. Before we get started, I refer you to the advisories on forward-looking statements contained in the news release, as well as the advisories contained in the Topaz Annual Information Form and its MD&A available on SEDAR and on the Topaz website. I also draw your attention to the material factors and assumptions in those advisories. I'm here with Marty Staples, Topaz President, Chief Executive Officer, and Cherie Stevenson, Vice President of Finance, Chief Financial Officer. They will start by speaking to some of the highlights of the last quarter and the year so far. After their remarks, we will be open for questions. Marty, Cherie, go ahead.
Thanks, Scott. Good morning, and thank you everyone for attending the Q2 conference call for Topaz Energy. Topaz continues to execute on its unique business strategy, which generates high-margin, inflation-protected income streams. Q2 marks our eighth consecutive quarter of royalty production and cash flow growth. Q2 results represent 4 times and 1.7 times cash flow and average royalty production since Q3 2020, when Topaz completed its IPO. We're pleased to provide our fourth dividend increase, 40% to date, to 28 cents per share, which represents a 5.5% dividend yield at our current share price. The dividend increase reflects a balanced approach where we still plan to allocate the majority of our excess free cash flow to acquisition growth in conjunction with modest, sustainable increases to our dividend. During the quarter, Topaz generated record cash flow of $95.4 million, 29% higher than Q1 2022, and 156% higher than Q2 2021. Cash flow per share of 67 cents grew 26% from Q1 2022 and was 109% higher than Q2 2021. In Q2, we allocated 39% of cash flow to shareholder dividends, invested 15% in cash royalty acquisitions, incurred $1.3 million in capital expenditures, and reduced net debt by over $42 million. Average second quarter royalty production of 16,676 BOE per day grew 3% from prior quarter and 36% from prior year. Approximately half of the Q2 production increase is attributed to the Keystone acquisition, which closed April 29, 2022, while the remainder is attributed to operator development, which, as expected, was partially restricted due to spring breakup conditions. Total liquids royalty production grew 8% from Q1 2022, driven by crude oil production attributed to the Keystone royalty acquisition. In the second quarter, working interest operators on our royalty acreage spud 102 gross wells, and 112 gross wells were brought on production, which represents a 26% decrease from the first quarter when 137 gross wells were spud, which is attributed to the expected spring breakup access limitations. In addition, a total of 67 gross wells have been reactivated to date in 2022 in response to the strong commodity price environment. These wells were not producing at the time Topaz acquired the respective royalty interests. To date in 2022, 14 new leases have been executed across our fee mineral acreage, and 23 gross wells have been spud or licensed, including three targeting helium. Based on our planned operator drilling activity, we expect to have 20 to 24 rigs active on our royalty acreage during the third quarter following spring breakup conditions. We estimate our primary partners will invest $1.5 billion of annual capital development, which excludes incremental activity on our Keystone and reserve royalty acquisitions. Our infrastructure assets realized 100% utilization during Q2 and generated $16.2 million in processing revenue and other income, 4% higher than Q1 2022 and 20% higher than Q2 2021. Our infrastructure business provides strong dividend support. In Q2, our infrastructure revenue represents 43% of our second quarter dividend. Our infrastructure contracts provide over 80% fixed revenue and include contractual inflation protection measures. During the second quarter, we invested $99.6 million in acquisitions, which includes $85 million for the acquisition of Keystone Royalty Corp, paid through the issuance of 4.2 million Topaz shares. Keystone provided 500,000 gross acres of predominantly undeveloped land, which includes 300,000 fee mineral acres, as well as royalty production of approximately 450 BOE per day. We also completed 14.6 million in tuck-in royalty acquisitions in Q2, which includes 129,000 gross acres of predominantly undeveloped land, supported by $20 million of operated drilling commitment. The royalty ranges from 2 to 5% and is located through the Charlie Lake, Clearwater, and Central Alberta resource plays, which provides further strategic alignment with Tamarack Valley. Topaz exited Q2 with $151 million of net debt, which represents 0.4 times net debt to annualized cash flow. We currently have $485 million of available credit capacity, and together with our estimated 2022 excess free cash flow of over $170 million, we believe we have significant capital to continue to execute our acquisition and dividend growth strategy. We've updated our 2022 guidance estimates to incorporate year-to-date financial results. Using fixed prices of $5 AECO and $90 WTI for the second half of the year, our EBITDA guidance has increased 8%, and we estimate we'll generate over $170 million of excess free cash flow in 2022 and exit the year with 0.2 times net debt to cash flow before incremental acquisitions. Our increased dividend of 28 cents per share represents a 46% payout ratio on our updated guidance. Our long-term payout ratio is targeted between 60 to 90%. However, we believe the reinvestment of our excess free cash flow into additional growth opportunities provides enhanced long-term shareholder value, and we plan to continue to increase the dividend alongside this growth. During the past few months, we've opportunistically layered on some hedging, which is focused on protecting summer gas volatility and protecting acquisition metrics at higher commodity pricing. For the next 12 months, we have 30% of our estimated natural gas production hedged at a weighted average of $5.71 per MCF, and 11% of our total liquids production hedged at an average price of $105 Canadian per barrel. When you combine our stable infrastructure income and our moderate hedging, our 2022 is fully covered even at ultra-low commodity pricing. We're on track to publish our 2021 sustainability report early fall, where we'll demonstrate our sector-leading ESG foundation. Happy to answer any questions at this time.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We will now begin the question and answer session. Should you have a question, please press the star followed by the one on your touch tone phone. You will hear a three-tone prompt acknowledging your request, and your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Should you wish to decline from the polling process, please press star followed by the number two. One moment for your first question. Your first question comes from Joseph Satcha, Satcha Energy Research. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Scott, Marty, and Cherie. Congratulations on the quarter and the increase in the dividend. Just want to get a feel, Marty, of how the deal flow looks to you, how many data rooms are open to other quarters, where you kind of give us some guidance of the activity that you're looking at. Are there any potential of any bigger deals in the second half of the year for Topaz?
Yeah, good morning, Joseph, and thanks for the questions. Hope everything's well with you. We typically, through the summer, it's been quiet historically in the basin, but that hasn't been the case this year. In fact, I think this has been one of the busier years in the sector we've seen. Data rooms are continuing to pile up. We know that there's a bunch of different mandates in play right now, both on the royalty and infrastructure side, where we are kind of engaged in those data rooms. And I think the biggest thing that we've seen lately is the reduction in equity prices has made our business even more appealing to a lot of the operators out there right now. I think equity is a tough thing for operators to access. Debt, I mean, we've got interest rates going up federally today in the U.S. again, so a lot of uncertainty there, which actually makes Topaz a good spot for investors and E&P companies to call right now. So, yeah, we continue to be active through the summer. And the good news is we're active. The bad news is nobody's taking summer holidays.
In terms of the mix of infrastructure, that's been harder to do. Do you see more of that product coming along so that you might have a bigger piece of that before the end of this year?
Yeah, so two things kind of happen with infrastructure. We are working with a few different companies that have been in the M&A space right now, and we hope to have some more narrative to put out there later into the year. But I think, as always, infrastructure deals just take a little bit longer. There is some larger packages available right now, and we're trying to see how we fit into those. And keep in mind, our strategy right now is to take non-op positions, not go in and try and nameplate the facility. So, you know, that doesn't limit us necessarily, but it does, you know, we look for partners to kind of align with to help facilitate some of these acquisitions. I would say it's a pretty healthy balance between the two. I think royalties over the last 2 years and have been kind of front and center for us, and we'll continue to be active on the royalty space. But, you know, we're not ignoring any infrastructure component either. And I think you'll see a couple smaller acquisitions made through this quarter in the infrastructure side. Some expansion dollars go to work on the infrastructure side. And then, you know, we might be able to kind of pin down one or two of these larger projects as well. So really active on both sides.
Super. Thanks very much for the call. Much appreciated.
Yeah, thanks, Joseph.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, should you have a question, please press the star followed by the one on your touch tone phone. There are no further questions at this time. I will now turn it back to Mr. Staples. Please go ahead.
Okay, well, thanks everybody, and look forward to talking to you next quarter.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference call for today. We thank you for participating and ask that you please disconnect your lines.